Well, let's check in now on Africa, where reported cases of COVID-19 are growing. South Africa has now surpassed Italy for number of cases, but is reporting fewer than one-eighth as many deaths. For more, let's bring in Ader Peralta, NPR East Africa correspondent, who's in Nairobi, Kenya. Hi, Ader.
Hey, Jeremy.
Well, and let's get to South Africa in a moment. But first, are there other hot spots in Africa at this point?
I mean, so no country is really at the point that South Africa is, but Nigeria has been seeing a rapid rise. And here in Kenya, we've seen a rapid rise too, where there's more than 10,000 cases. But it's a really strange time here in Kenya because two conflicting things are happening. And I think Americans will really identify with this because the government has decided to really start opening things up. Tomorrow, domestic flights are starting back up, and now we're allowed to leave Nairobi, the capital city. But at the same time, coronavirus cases are going up the most that they ever have since this epidemic started. And the president gave a speech a few days ago in which he said that Kenya wasn't quite prepared to handle a COVID-19 surge, but it was prepared enough. So he started loosening restrictions.
And what about South Africa, which at this point has the 10th most COVID cases total of any country in the world, of almost 300,000? It's had relatively few deaths, a little more than 4,000. What are people thinking about why South Africa has been hit as hard as it has?
Well, last time I was on your show, we were talking about how good South Africa was doing because they locked down completely. People couldn't even go out for a walk in their neighborhood, and they hired tens of thousands of contact tracers. But the government always said that the lockdown was not sustainable. There's a lot of poor people in South Africa, and you know, they can't eat if they don't work. So the point of the lockdown, as the government has explained it, was very similar to Kenya, to buy time, to learn about the disease, to equip hospitals, and in South Africa's case, build field hospitals. Now the government is saying that this is a new phase of the epidemic, and it's all about personal responsibility. They've opened up the country, and what they are saying is that the ball is now in South Africans' courts. They have to wear masks. They have to stay socially distanced. They are told don't hold any more parties. President Cyril Ramaphosa said that South Africans are now more than ever responsible for the lives of their fellow citizens. And this is really a big deal because a lot of African countries are following their lead. So the question in the next few weeks is whether South Africa will keep the number of infections just low enough not to overwhelm their health system. And the other possibility is that South Africa turns into the next United States. The country has reported more than 4,000 dead, as you said, but a quarter of those happened in the past week.
Now, I remember early on in the pandemic speaking with a World Health Organization official who was overseeing the situation in Africa, and he had big concerns about if there were a big spread of COVID-19 in Africa, that the health system just would not be able to handle the demand. Is that a problem yet, or is it still something off in the distance?
They're still holding up, and that official is right. It wouldn't take very much to crumble a health system. In South Africa, there have been cases where people have been turned away from hospitals. Here in Kenya, they used to quarantine everyone who had COVID-19, but the numbers are too high now, and they can't do that. But so far, across many countries here, there have been enough beds. And one of the reasons for that may be that the disease has just not been as severe here as in other places. In South Africa, the death rate has been about 1%, and that is among the lowest in the world. And there is a big debate about why that is. The government says it's because they prepared. Others will say it's because in many African countries, including South Africa, they have a very young population, so they're able to handle the disease a lot better.
Finally, let me just ask you about the economic outlook. Africa's middle class has been growing. It's tripled over the last 30 years. There has been a lot of foreign investment in Africa, particularly from China. How has the COVID-19 pandemic changed things on the economic front?
it has changed things fundamentally. I mean, this is the first time in decades that the continent as a whole has gone into recession. And I'll just tell you something very concrete here. You know, in Kenya, the key symbol of a middle class is a car. If you can buy a car, you've made it. It's like buying a house in the U.S. But there's this road that's actually, it's not far from here, from the Bureau, that has been mobbed by cars. It's a bunch of middle-class Kenyans selling fruits and vegetables. Many of them have lost their jobs. They were teachers. They were tour guides. They were exporters. So they had no choice but to sell fruits and vegetables out of the back of their cars. One economist who I spoke to said that scene here points to just how fragile the middle class existence is here.
That is NPR's East Africa correspondent, Eder Peralta, in Nairobi, Kenya. Eder, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.